80% of high school students choose a college based on their friends. Don't let that be your student.
This is Cutthroat College Planning, where we tell you everything you need to know about life after high school.
Welcome back to Cutthroat College Planning. With you is Hector Lopez, and as always, the famous Kayla Record.
Hey.
How's it going today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm ready to get this episode running.
I'm ready to jump right in.
Okay, let's cool. Go. So this is our second episode on essays.
Students' favorite topic.
Students' most favorite topic in the whole wide world, because who doesn't love to write essays?
Exactly.
We're going to get into the nitty-gritty of essays today. We're going to talk about some examples that you can implement into your essays or your students' essays or your child's essays, and specifically for applications. So we're going to go through a couple of examples in the beginning, and then toward the end, we're going to talk about a compelling essay that somebody wrote, and talk about why it was so compelling, why it was so great, why it had all of the characteristics that it needed to help you get into college. So we're going to start off at the start.
At the beginning. At the beginning. Best place to go.
Best place to go. So
all right.
When you're writing some of these essays, when your students are writing some of these essays, the beginning is the most important part, because you want to start off strong. Now, I'm going to read off a boring, common starting sentence. Mm-hmm. You're going to critique me a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And then you're going to tell me what you can do better.
Okay.
Give me an example of what you can do better and then why it's better.
Perfect. Sounds great.
Okay. Let's do it.
All right.
I'll read the first one.
Okay.
Bear with me, guys. They're on my contacts, so I got to kind of, you know.
He's blind.
So here's the first starting sentence to an application essay. An event that sparked a period of personal growth and new understanding for me was the first time I went to a bullfight in Mexico. What do you think?
Not really overwhelmed.
Okay.
Just kind of doesn't really stand out to me. Not something, it doesn't really start off very strong.
Okay. I do mention here that it looks like it's referring back to a question about what was an event that sparked personal growth and understanding. So that is restating the question back in the intro. So that's,
which is a waste of characters.
That's how we're taught to respond to questions when we're in school.
It is. And I love that you brought that up, because students and parents of students, when you're reading their essays, please remind them it is not the same structure and it is not the same format as they're taught with all their essays when they're in college or in high school, right? It's not a 5-paragraph structure. So that's why we're digging into these. So a way to take that one and make that more compelling would be, at the first bullfight I ever went to, I expected to be horrified or perhaps shocked and taken back by what I had seen or what I was told I would see. Right?
Ah, I see what you did there.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're already mentioning some of the story within the first sentence.
Mm-hmm. And you're starting by giving, you're not only starting off strong, you're also kind of giving that moral to that story, right? Mm-hmm. You're letting the reader know what that moral is and what you loved or what you were completely surprised by, which means you have an open mind to learn and to take in information, which is what universities or colleges want from a student, right? They want a student that wants to learn and takes inspiration from all over.
Yeah, I think that's great. I think, like what you just mentioned too, you said in that sentence that you expected to be horrified and perhaps sickened, which means that you're going to lay out for the rest of the essay whether your experience has proved that correct or whether it has proved
exactly
it incorrect.
Yes, and I want to read it to know.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So you've roped me in.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Thanks.
Want to go into the next one?
Let's dig in.
Okay.
All right.
The next one. Hey guys, real quick, I want to thank you for listening to this episode. One of the ways that we grow the fastest is through word of mouth and reviews. If you find any value in this project, we suggest that you leave a review or share with another to help a student on their journey into life after high school. Thank you. Let's get back to the show. That's one small step for a man and one giant leap for mankind. And with these words, Neil Armstrong embarked in a new era. I want to follow in Neil Armstrong's shoes and keep stepping forward by studying astrophysics.
Oh, sorry, I fell asleep. This is one that I have read, and it doesn't matter who it is, what example, it is so cliche. You read them 1,000 times. They are literally using cliches. So how do you do that? And this is from one of my students, my former students, actually, that I had permission to be able to share. So the rewrite to this is, the first footprint to the moon's surface was the left one, wrapped in 14-layer sidewalls of illuminated plastic with rubber silicone sole. On Earth, the boot weighs more than 4 pounds. On the moon, only 12 ounces. Neil said that the surface was 5 layers of powdered in charcoal.
That is more intriguing.
Right?
Yeah.
So why is that more intriguing?
The detail.
So there's a few things that I would like to highlight in this one. First, refers to the person instead of Neil Armstrong, quote, right? Neil, first name. Like the student has read and learned and just been obsessed with finding out details within astrophysics, right? And knows so comfortably the works of Neil Armstrong to the point that he feels comfortable to use his first name. That, to me, tells me that you love to learn. You are going to go the extra mile to dig in. It also tells me you've done your research. Both are two great qualities a university or a college would be looking for.
Yeah, I think it shows that research was done, mm-hmm. and is referring to the left foot, referring to the weight of the boot, so many different things, because the person is really captivated.
Absolutely, from the very beginning.
Yeah, I don't believe that the very first student who wrote the first sentence actually cares as much as the second student does.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the way to do it.
Let's take a quick break to hear from our sponsor. This episode is brought to you by Not Quite Right Media. If you love podcasts and enjoy hearing from creators that aren't afraid to tell you what you need to hear, then check out NQR Media. Their podcasts unapologetically broadcast genuine truth to whoever wants to listen, and their shows cross a wide spectrum of topics, from leadership development to personal improvement, as well as getting the most from your money and life. Who doesn't love that? So start following their shows today at www.nqrmedia.com. That's nqrmedia.com.
What's also very interesting is that it's about the same amount of words.
It is.
So you can be missing out on words, and you can be completely restructuring your sentences to fit within the same amount of characteristics and not waste any single character.
That's very true. And, you know, Hector, what you brought a good point up, and that makes me think of the conversation with the student while I was going through their session with them, was they wanted to hold back who they were. They thought that their inquisitive nature to really be obsessed was really nerdy or dorky, and their first version was holding that back, when really that's what you needed to bring out. That was the unique aspect of the student, and the student was looking for a very competitive program. So you want to stand out at that point, right?
Yeah, don't be afraid to share your true colors. I think that's what colleges want to see the most.
Be yourself. Express yourself and stand out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get into some cliches here.
Oh, I like cliches. Okay, let's do it.
So I'm going to read a whole bunch, and then I want you to just comment on them and what you think about them, okay?
Sounds great.
Okay. All right, the first one here. Edmund Burke stated that those who do not know history are destined to repeat it. And honestly, I totally agree. Taking Yale's online course opened up Pandora's box for me.
I remember that one a lot.
And then I realized that all the glitters, let me say that again. Mm-hmm. And then I realized that all that glitters is not gold. So these are three different cliches that you have here.
Yes. Don't use them, please. I literally can recite them verbatim because I saw these so many times.
These are legit quotes,
yes,
that people have said.
Yes. They tell me nothing about you. They tell me that you have not gone below the surface for anything, and they don't stand out other than just being annoying. And it doesn't do anything to tell the story about who you are. You're getting a chance to paint a picture of yourself, and instead I'm reading something that I've already been, you know, in the literary world reading. I've already read those myself. So what is different? Don't use the cliche.
Yeah, don't use a cliche. Okay, so enough of these examples.
Okay.
Let's go into a next section of this podcast.
This is interesting.
This is going to be fun.
Okay.
So tell us about the toilet essay.
No, we did not flush it down the toilet, although. So this is one that I'm going to share my personal side with you. And it has become kind of a joke to some. And it is interesting and intriguing, I think. And I've heard feedback over the years from different professors or whatnot that it stood out for different reasons. So I had written and talked about really struggling with a music theory class. And as a student who was always an A student, tried really hard, did really well, loved college, loved classes, loved school. Getting a C in a music theory class that was online was not my option. So I spent hours and hours and hours agonizing over it. And I highlighted that I could not figure out B flat for the longest time. I could not hear it. I had to go through a scale and figure it out, and I couldn't hear it. All of a sudden, a girl down the hall flushes the toilet. I ran over there and I said, "Do it again, flush it again." And so they did, and they thought I was, you know, really bizarre. And I was like, "No, you don't understand. That's B flat." And I was like, "The toilet flushes in B flat." So mine literally started out with the first sentence going, "The toilet flushes in B flat," as I ran down the hall screaming, "I've got it, I've got it, the toilet flushes in B flat." And the rest of the essay, you know, talks about my struggle and how I had come about this, but how this was the most exciting thing to me that I had found after several hours of deliberating and struggling and all of this, you know, for the midterm. And that was the part, I think, that everyone just is like, "You wrote an essay about a toilet?" No, yep, I did. But it stood out, right?
Yeah, it did. It stood out for four reasons primarily. The four reasons are adversity, the ridiculousness factor of it. We're going to give that like a quote. The fact that it was had some ridiculousness to it. Yes, inspiration, it was. And curiosity.
Yes. So what was I curious about?
Exactly. Talk about those four and kind of why those four made your essay stand out.
So the first is one of the biggest components, I think, and having been on the other side of things and reading these essays, struggle, adversity, resilience, those are the things that we want to see in a student. We want to highlight and know, when did you struggle and how did you get through that? How did you work through it? How have you overcome it? How have you taken challenges and taking those experiences and applied them to be able to become great or do something great or solve a problem that you've really struggled with, right? Again, that's like that seeking and always wanting to learn more. That's what college is about. That's what universities are about. That's what even, like, that's what your trades are about, right?
Yep.
Seeking inspiration, using your inspiration, using your outside world.
Yeah. So the adversity part in your essay was the fact that you couldn't figure out a B flat example.
And I spent hours.
And you spent hours.
Hours.
What are some adversity examples that you have for students listening?
One of the most common that comes to mind right now is a lot of students struggled the year everybody went remote with COVID. And getting it right out there when their grades dropped down, talking about how the challenges, how it relates to their learning style. With that adjustment to becoming remote, you see A students going into C students, right? Get it right out there in that essay. Get it right out in front of it and talk about how it was a challenge and you overcame that. You had to adapt your learning. You had to adapt your expectations. You had to make adaptions and work through them, you know?
Yeah, that's good. Okay. I think this one's a little bit of a simple one, but talk about the ridiculousness factor.
Well, talk about that's it. Obvious.
Well, yeah, we know the ridiculous. The fact that you wrote an essay about the toilet.
Flushing
the toilet.
It'd be flat.
It'd be flat. Exactly. What are some ways that students can use this standout factor in their essays, maybe from some that you've seen before, or maybe some things to avoid when trying to find ways to stand out?
Yes. So things to avoid, don't try to stand out so hard that it's uncomfortable and you can't support it, such as don't put your essay into something weird, like a narrative, a song, you know, anything, a poem, whatever. Don't try to stand out so much that's uncomfortable. If it's uncomfortable to write, we're going to still figure that out and we're going to feel that uncomfort too when we read it. You know, I still remember there was a sentence from a student that was, I think she said, a precarious furball with gargantuan hair that just entered the room first time and always made a presence. After that, I had to keep reading.
Yeah, that stood out to you to this
day.
It did.
The imagery of someone with just amazingly curly, like big, like hair and just jumping into a room drew me in.
Hmm.
You know? Yeah. So using a small little bit, maybe one or two sentences is good, but then you have to be able to support it, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah. Within your toilet essay example, yeah. I just love saying that so much. Mm-hmm. Your flush toilet B flat example. We can see that you've clearly, you were inspired and you were able to achieve inspiration in any area or any aspect of your life.
And I wasn't going to stop until I did.
Yeah, talk about how students can use inspiration within their sentences or within their essays and in their sentences.
Yeah, so look at the greatest areas where you've had a struggle, where you've challenged, right? Look at something that has just absolutely excited you. Think of things that you're passionate about. Think of things that you do to pass your time that is naturally just something that you love. Those are the things, and then dig into that. Connect it to an experience and then dig deeper. Connect it into research and show that you've really dug into that. You know what it's about. You've been immersed in a sense of it, right? And that it doesn't have to directly align. I mean, you could be looking for, I don't know, astrophysics because it's still in my brain, right? You're trying to get into a program and you talk about an experience in an art class. It doesn't have to be a class about physics. You can do something that's completely out of that area as long as you support it. Yeah. I usually say look at your level in your classes in the past where you've not done well and see if there's anything there where you've had something that stood out to you that you could highlight from like the struggle side of it. And then look at the things you do on your own time and then look at your best classes. What stands out to that? And how do you dig into that?
We've all heard the saying, curiosity kills the cat.
Yes, it does. Oh, wait, that's a cliche.
It is a cliche. Don't use it. However, I have it written down here that says, curiosity gets you into college.
I like that. It does.
So how does that apply to the situation?
Any university, we want someone that wants to learn, right? You're going to be engaged. You're going to want to know and seek and like a sponge, absorb. Cliche again. Absorb that knowledge. Curiosity, being curious about something, how something works, how something connects, why it doesn't work, how you can find a tool to help you find a new solution. Those are all things that is going to show us that you have an open mind. You're willing to learn. You're eager to learn. And you're going to be somebody that's coachable, teachable, and willing to grow.
Mm. Yeah.
Those are all great students.
Yeah. These are four great points.
Yeah. Thanks.
I'm glad you pointed these out. And what's the coolest part is that you actually use them, whether knowing or not knowing, in your your toilet essay.
I did, actually. That's true.
Yeah.
I did.
I'm just going to put you on the spot here. Were you trying to make sure you had these 4 points into your essay when you were writing it?
No, not at all.
Okay. A little stroke of luck.
Yeah, I really did. And, you know, I wrote it and it was one of those things that just keeps coming and I was writing. And I was so excited that after, I think it was like 13 hours of trying to figure this like scale out or whatever and challenges, I was so excited that I got it. And then I got everything written down on paper and I actually showed it to my friend as a joke, thinking like, ugh. This is just a silly, funny draft. I've just got to get it out of my mind. Yeah. And started laughing and realized, you know, maybe a few tweaks, and that actually, that was pretty fitting. And yeah, so I used it and it worked.
I love that. I hope the viewers got some humor out of that one today.
Yeah.
But yeah, this was a great episode. We took you through a couple of example sentences to start your essay off. We showed you some bad examples. We showed you how you can make them better.
You could flush them down the toilet.
And then we talked. You could flush them down the toilet. Then we talked about Kayla's toilet essay that she unintentionally just did a great job at, including these four things: adversity, the ridiculousness, mm-hmm. inspiration, and curiosity. Yeah. So if you're gonna take anything away from this episode, I want you to take those four things away. And in this next episode, we're going to talk about some mistakes that you definitely don't want to make when writing your application essay. We have some green flags, some red flags, some things that raise a lot of concerns when you're writing your essay. So we'll see you in the next one.
We'll see you then.